Let's start with depression. Some people use terms like sad, down in the dumps, blue, or just unhappy to describe themselves when they're depressed. If you're feeling depressed, your thinking becomes very gloomy. You're pessimistic about the future and may feel guilty and have unrealistically negative thoughts about yourself. You may spend time thinking about mistakes you've made while forgetting about all the worthwhile things you've done. You could be ashamed and tell yourself, "I'm no good. I've screwed up and made a mess of things." Some signs of depression can include tears, withdrawal from other people, and difficulty concentrating. Sometimes depressed people aren't aware that they're depressed, but they're worried because they're having trouble sleeping, or they sleep too much but still feel tired. Depression can cause people to be irritable, and they may report a variety of aches and pains. Whether or not you know that you're depressed, when you're feeling this way, watching your weight isn't important, and it seems like eating is the only thing that will make you feel better. You lose your perspective when you're depressed. Chris, a 43-year-old nurse, had gained 20 pounds in the months after her husband had had an affair and filed for divorce. She was sad because of the loss, but in addition to the sadness, she became pessimistic about the future. She thought that she'd never find anyone who would love her and she'd have to spend the rest of her life alone. Chris spent hours sitting and thinking about the past and blaming herself for her husband's abandonment. Eating ice cream provided some relief from this gloom, even if it was only temporary, and she hated herself afterwards. With some help, Chris was able to correct the irrational beliefs about the divorce, her mood lifted, and she learned how to nurture herself without eating. If you're a depressed eater, you can use some of the same methods to reduce your emotional eating. I'll have some suggestions for you later in this program. Another emotion that sometimes goes along with depression is loneliness. Like depression, loneliness can trigger eating. Loneliness is distress resulting from the feeling that you're missing satisfying interpersonal relationships. Feeling lonely may not be related to the number of people around. It's possible to feel lonely even when you're surrounded by dozens of people. You might feel lonely in a room of people if you think that you can't be yourself. You'll have to put on an act, otherwise people won't like you. On the other hand, it's possible to be all by yourself without feeling lonely. What's important is not the number of people near you, but rather how you are feeling about your relationships. Chris, the depressed 43-year-old nurse, frequently felt lonely when she was missing her husband. Allison, a 21-year-old college junior, is another lonely eater. She lived with three other women in an off-campus apartment, but still frequently felt lonely. She was rarely alone. There were other people around her when she was in class or when she was home in her apartment, but she didn't feel close to her roommates or her classmates. She felt lonely because she was missing a deeper connection with the people around her and used food to fill this void. Next, let's look at eating triggered by anxiety or stress. If you're an anxious or stressed eater, you usually feel tense, on edge, or worried about something that's unpleasant that's going to happen in the future. When you're anxious, your body kicks into high gear. You might feel your heart racing or start sweating. You could have butterflies in your stomach and feel like you need to go to the bathroom. Usually, anxiety or stress is a response to negative thoughts about the future. Something bad is going to happen. For example, if you take a flight, you might worry that the plane will crash. Or you become anxious because you're afraid that you'll screw up an important assignment and work and your boss will be angry. Sometimes it's hard to know exactly why you're anxious. You just have a vague, uneasy feeling. Research suggests that eating is more likely when you don't know the exact reason why you're on edge, but just have the uncomfortable, nervous feeling. Margot, a 52-year-old executive, was an anxious eater. I asked her what had happened earlier in the day when she'd had a major binge, but she couldn't find a specific cause for her anxiety. After some discussion, the source of her anxiety became apparent. Margot was raised in a poor family. She had gone to college on scholarship and through years of hard work had become very successful. The day of her binge, she had been to a baby shower for one of her employees. The working class surroundings tapped into her insecurities about her own accomplishments. She was afraid that despite her success, she'd go back to being poor. This fear resulted in cravings for something sweet to calm the anxiety. Once she was able to identify the source of her uneasiness and then think logically about the skills that she had acquired which enabled her to become successful, the urge to eat decreased. But perhaps you're not an anxious eater. Maybe you tend to eat when you're angry. Anger usually results from feelings that you've been treated unfairly. If you've been waiting patiently in line and someone cuts in front of you, it's not fair. You were there first. Or if you're driving and someone recklessly cuts you off, that's not fair. Their poor driving skills put you at risk. In both examples, you might get angry. When you get angry, your body stiffens, your blood pressure increases, and you may be preoccupied with thoughts of getting back at the person who treated you unfairly. Sometimes when the angry tension builds up, you feel that you have to lash out verbally or physically in order to feel better. Many women have been taught that nice girls don't get angry, yet an event that is unfair can trigger uncomfortable angry feelings which are then soothed by eating. For example, Suzanne was a polite 35-year-old woman. She told me about a binge she'd had the day before. I asked her a few questions. The binge occurred when she returned home from a visit to her family doctor. The visit was a follow-up appointment to get results of testing. Her physician had referred her to a specialist, and after the doctor told Suzanne the results of the tests, Suzanne politely asked if she could see the specialist's report. The doctor told her no in a firm voice. Suzanne was too polite to question an authority figure like a doctor, so she didn't say anything, but inside she felt angry. When she got home, she had an eating binge to make the angry feelings go away. Another type of emotional eating, which is pretty common, is bored eating. When you're feeling bored, there usually isn't enough stimulation. Time passes slowly. Even if you're doing something that's important, if it isn't interesting to you, you daydream or watch the clock and look forward to being finished. You feel restless. You may fidget, yawn frequently, and feel tired. Wayne, the grazing accountant, is a good example of someone who was a bored eater. When he was at a client's office in a back room by himself going over the books, he was bored. And since he was in a small room by himself, there was little he could do to relieve the boredom, so every so often, he'd take a break and walk down to the cafeteria to get a snack. Sometimes he'd get something from the vending machine or wander over and talk with one of the secretaries and share a snack with her. He wasn't hungry, but eating provided some relief from the boredom he was experiencing. Usually with bored eating, you don't feel the physiological arousal that you get when you're anxious or angry. Your body isn't giving you any strong signals that you're bored, but you're feeling restless and fidgety. Depression, loneliness, anxiety, anger, and boredom are negative emotions that can trigger eating, but sometimes a positive emotion like happiness can make us look for something to eat. Being happy is great. It's pleasant, you're feeling optimistic, and there's a sense of well-being. You're smiling, you feel good about yourself, you have more energy, and you're more likely to be outgoing. To add to the joy you're feeling, you may decide to have a treat that you otherwise wouldn't have allowed yourself. For example, Justin, a college senior majoring in communications, was interning at a local TV station. In May, the station offered him a position as soon as he graduated. When he got the news, he went to his favorite ice cream shop and ordered a hot fudge sundae to celebrate. The ice cream sundae intensified his happy feelings, and since he was elated and feeling so good about his future, he didn't feel that he had to be concerned about watching his weight. Although most emotional eating is associated with depression, loneliness, anxiety, anger, boredom, and happiness, it's quite possible that other emotions can trigger eating. Some people may eat when they're ashamed, feeling guilty, or experiencing some other emotion, but this is less common. Frequently, there's a combination of feelings that can trigger eating, so finding your exact pattern may take a little work. But once you know what your pattern of emotional eating is, you'll find that it's much easier to control.